Hey there, Daily Lift fans. Thanks for tuning in. Today's inspiration comes to us from Kim Crooks. She's a Christian Science practitioner and teacher from Maplewood, Minnesota.
Like some people these days, I'm making regular grocery store runs. Where I go, people are usually quiet, picking foods from shelves with a rare solemnity. This is a perfect place to pray, I thought. I've started praying with the Lord's Prayer. In Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, author Mary Baker Eddy writes that this prayer covers all human needs. And as I was walking down the aisles, this one line of the prayer stood out to me. Give us this day our daily bread. And then from Science and Health, it gives the spiritual interpretation of that line. Give us grace for today. Feed the famished affections. I thought about how this grace gives us ideas that calm our fears and encourage us to share and love one another. In the book of Psalms, it says, "For he shall give his angels charge over thee." These angels are divine messages from God that direct us to meet needs in ways that are practical, immediate, and helpful to everyone. This keeps us from actions that grow out of fear, like mindless efforts of hoarding and greed. We are all given grace for today, fed with divine love, to be guided and blessed. As I continued shopping, I felt peaceful, recognizing that God, who is divine love, is being reflected by each one of us in that store. This is grace at work. And as challenging scenarios are presented to us, we can be ready to take new steps to help each other as neighbors, communities, and even nations. In proportion as we realize God's continuous goodness and love, just so will we be ready to respond, empowered by our trust in God and being fed every day with God's grace.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.